Interview with Innocence. For those who've listened to these pieces for a while, you may recall the story of a man granted his freedom, only to be unexpectedly, unjustly, and cruelly returned to prison due to an unsigned, unargued, and unbriefed per curiam opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court, reversing relief based upon insufficiency of evidence. Entitled Cat Returns to the Cage, it told the unbelievable tale of Lorenzo Cat Johnson and his journey from the hell of a life sentence to learning, literacy, and freedom, and back again. Today, you'll have the experience not just to hear of him, but to hear him in this rare interview with Lorenzo Cat Johnson speaking to Imprison Nation. Yo, Cat. When this case first began, what were your thoughts when you first got arrested? In your mind, what were you looking at?
Moore, I was baffled. I wasn't in the state when this crime happened. I thought I was being harassed because I was from New York, and this crime took place in an area frequented by New Yorkers. I always thought my innocence would come out before trial or at trial. That wasn't the case.
When did that first break come?
The first break in my case, that happened in 1998 in Superior Court. My appeal was denied, but I had a dissenting opinion from a judge stating that I was innocent of these charges.
After that first break, how long did you think it would be before you were again free?
Being now that I had a Superior Court judge saying there was no evidence linking me to this crime, I thought my next appeal, which was to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, but that wasn't the case.
After Judge Schiller's dissenting opinion, how long did it take until your big break to freedom?
16 and a half years.
What finally led to your freedom?
On October 4th, 2011, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals vacated my life sentence on the grounds of insufficient evidence, which barred my retrial. In January 2012, I had a bail hearing in Pennsylvania Middle District Federal Court, in which family members and four DOC employees testified to my good character. I was released from prison on January 18th, 2012, finally.
Then what happened?
Well, I reunited with my family and reestablished myself in society. I quickly got a job, spoke to troubled youth at local community centers, spoke at law schools and at wrongful conviction events with fellow honorees. I met my wife. On May 29th, 2012, I got a call from my lead attorney telling me the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and grant of my habeas relief. The state's petition was accepted, although it was filed late and decided without usual procedures of full legal briefing and oral arguments. The court decision was per curiam. I was forced to leave my family and return to prison on June 14, 2012. Wow.
How do you get back to freedom?
My legal team has launched a top-to-bottom full investigation into my case. Things look hopeful. I'm calling on society to join me in my crusade to prove my innocence once and for all. When society gets involved, things start to take place much faster. My name is Lorenzo Johnson. To hear more about my case, you can go to freelorenzojohnson.org.
This is the story of one man's struggle for freedom. Thank you for listening. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.